TV Corner.
Hey guys, welcome to another Film Core TV Corner Game of Thrones podcast. Here you have Armani again, and this time Alex.
Hello.
Subbing in for Greg. Hey Alex, thank you for jumping in.
Thank you for having me.
Right now we're really covering a really tough episode for a lot of people, myself included. This is season 8, episode 5, titled The Bells. Should be titled The Fuck. Driven by her grief and isolation, Dany lashes out on a foreign land she hoped to one day reign over. Although many saw the events that transpired over this week's episode as a major backstep in character development for a ton of our biggest players, we just sort of have to look at any positive aspects of this episode. And I just sort of, I guess, trying to navigate to where, towards where we think this might end. I don't know. Overall, I feel like I just don't know why anyone is making any choices that they are making. And I think a lot of it's due to, I don't know if you know this, Alex, since you're more of a casual watcher, D&D were offered to do 4 extra episodes than they did this season. And I think they really needed them as far as, like, character development.
I don't understand why, like, from a business sense, you wouldn't just take that deal. Like, was it, like, 4 episodes at the same price or something? Like, why would you not do that?
That they just were over and ready to move on to Star Wars and other projects.
Wow. I mean, what, like Confederate? Remember that? That was going to be the
next
thing?
Yeah, apparently Confederate is still happening.
Wait, that's going to happen still? No.
Confederate, for those of you who don't know, is a HBO series that takes place in a dystopian future where slavery still exists. They reassured everyone that they would be able to handle this kind of subject material with, like, tact and grace. And clearly, after seeing this episode, I don't believe in them at all. I didn't talk about the elephant in the room, which is Dany's turn into a sort of villain.
Yeah, it's not sort of. Like, she's all in. She is, like, the big bad of, like, the final episode, which is weird. She killed, I don't know, how many people were in that town? Thousands? Tens of thousands?
I feel like the number really fluctuated for some reason this episode. Some people said millions. Some people said thousands. I mean, it was a small medieval-sized town. I mean, a large medieval-sized town. So, she killed a lot of innocent people in a way that I would have understood her, like, destroying all the Lannister soldiers in a sort of excessive way. And maybe they spin it that into some sort of villain arc. But it's so against anything in her character that we've seen this entire series that indicated that she was going anywhere near this direction, really.
Right. And so, what happens is, like, they establish the stakes. She's got the dragon, and she's got the strength of her unified army with the North behind her, and they're going to take down Cersei. And Cersei is sort of using her peasant populace as, like, sort of moral leverage against Daenerys, because she knows that Daenerys tactically, like, has the upper hand in a battle.
Yes.
But she's betting that Daenerys wouldn't kill a bunch of innocent civilians just to take down Cersei. So Varys is trying to basically stage a coup with Jon Snow.
And, who is completely unwilling.
Yeah, Jon Snow's not about that life because he doesn't want to sleep with his aunt anymore, but, like, he still doesn't want to, like, usurp her rule.
Which, I mean, to be honest, it really was literally the choice of either you bang your aunt or you got to usurp. There was
no
gray area here.
I thought he was going to do it, too, when they made out there. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe he's just going to, like, take one for the team here. Also, like, she's hot. Like, just don't think about it for, like, you know, a second. I don't know.
Backing up into the whole Varys thing. So Varys came on and her advisor and had literally said he's spent his entire career positioning her to ascend to the throne. And the fact is now, all of a sudden, he decided that she was crazy.
Accurately.
But during this time, this was right before Missandei was beheaded. She comes back to Storm's End and has to act like nothing happened. Like, she doesn't have any friends or anyone. So, yeah, you're going to be a little depressed. Like, I don't understand how, like, even though she is supposed to be a ruler, maybe rulers are supposed to be more composed. Overall, I just feel like it was really unfair treatment. Like, and I'm not justifying any of her actions, certainly by the end of the episode, but I'm just really annoyed that consistently other characters downplay Dany's feelings. They made her look hysterical. And it just feels pretty sexist at this point. It just feels like a cheap, hysterical girlfriend freaking out on Jon Snow, emo girlfriend locked in her room all day. You know what I mean? I feel like she's almost driven to be unstable, you know? And you could argue maybe that was the point, but also, they made it just, I don't know. I just missed a lot of the character development there in between that decision to kill everyone and versus what she's been preaching this entire time.
Right. And having, sort of hopped in and out every once in a while, I don't have, the history with Daenerys that you do and the other, hardcore fans do, so I understand that everyone else is, super disappointed with this very late heel turn.
Yeah.
So we think that she's gonna kill the civilians because Cersei's forcing her hand, basically, is what we're sort of set up to do. She tries a diplomatic approach, that was, last week, Peter Dinklage, whatever, tries to talk her down. That doesn't work. Natalie Emanuel gets beheaded, like you mentioned. And then, this episode, they storm the castle with the dragons. It looks like, they're clearly about to win. And so Cersei's guys lay down their arms and implore someone in the town to ring the bells.
Another thing that is kind of frustrating. So as we go into this battle, we really don't know that Dany and Jon and the rest of the team are going to actually defeat Cersei. Because I feel like they've made sort of the capabilities of Euron seem so ridiculous that it was like, is another dragon going to survive this? We don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess what they wanted, but then also, Drogon took out these other scorpions so easily that it seemed insane that they even managed to shoot him in the first place.
Right, yeah, that's what people were saying online, was that, it was very inconsistent. Because, yeah, he, killed the one dragon with one shot, and then
they hit him three times. Chest, jugular. So you're telling me now, with 20 of you, no one could get one, get a shot into this dragon?
Yeah, that's inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, that's what seemed really, it just, kind of a little place in the fact that Euron survives that for a last minute fight with Jaime. We can get into that a little bit later in this discussion.
Right.
They successfully take control of the city to the point where the Lannister army is like, we don't care. Let's not fight at all.
Yeah. And they ring the bells. Yeah. And they surrender.
And that seemed, I feel like it's hard to justify these actions. But, if you were Daenerys and Cersei had tricked you several times all along the way, would you believe the surrender?
Well, I don't know, because I don't really know all the times that Cersei's tricked her. So I guess that's a good counter, if that's true.
Also, to be fair, it's not like she went straight to the castle. She straight up just terrorized people.
But, yeah, does she need to kill thousands of civilians? Also, once they've surrendered, so there literally is no reason to do it. Assuming that the surrender holds, which...
It was just, for sport at that point.
But, I think the dragons are kind of like a nuclear option. I think that's sort of the idea, right? So it's kind of like, Truman sort of making that move with the nukes at the end of World War II. I think that's the idea. Or that could be the idea. It's justified, which I don't agree with. I don't think it was... I think using nuclear bombs is wrong in any context, but that could be sort of justifiable in this world.
I mean, ultimately the thing is the character development doesn't seem to be there, and we haven't had really anything paid off this season, to be honest, with expectations or just we've had so much build up towards people like the Night King, John's rebirth, he was stabbed by the Night's Watch and brought back to life. So far, none of this has been paid off. That's what is also sort of the most infuriating thing. It's sure, if you want to make all these crazy turns and basically be Empire Season 4, sure, be that show. But if you're going to, take the time to, really build these characters, and especially one of the biggest disappointments was Cersei's entire death.
Yeah, just, she just killed by rocks, whatever. I mean, again, I don't have the history, but, I've seen plenty of Cersei's episodes and, she's a great bad guy, so it's sort of lame that this is how she goes out. I mean, I guess it's appropriate that she goes out with her beloved brother and their fetus. so maybe that's appropriate. But yeah, it did seem kind of underwhelming that she didn't get some sort of sweet, brutal death like everyone else has had, her son had. I don't know, something cool. But yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? So Daenerys, so basically the justification is out the window, and so she's basically just a crazy person. That's where they land with her, is that she has a history of mental illness in her family, and so... that is the explanation for why she, like, snaps and just destroys everybody and goes full, like, you know, Stalin or whatever. Yeah, with Daenerys, like, she hadn't done really much interesting to me this entire season besides having, like, you know, tension with Sansa. And then otherwise she just wasn't super... I mean, and there was the thing with her and Jon Snow, their relationship changing because of the fact that they're, you know, related. But outside of that, like, you know, she wasn't, like, this big forceful character. I guess she had a good scene with Sam where she sort of talked about how, like, his brother and dad didn't bend the knee and accept her rule, so she had to... brutally kill them. So, like, there, that was some, like, foreshadowing of just, like, how much the length to which she'd go to ascend to the Iron Throne or whatever.
But to be fair, like, people she has burned, she's always offered, like, some sort of, like, mercy option,
right? Like, she's ruthless, but not
least. Like, she said, hey, yeah, bend the knee, no, okay, then this is the deal. They already knew the terms,
right? And so, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. That's true. That all makes more sense. And so if there was like a, and there, it seems like there was a route storytelling wise to get to that point with her burning down all these innocent people. Like if it was like a last ditch tactic in this battle they had to win, then you would say, oh, well, it's ruthless and cruel and wrong. But she was like in her own mind justified. And like, you know, the other characters can sort of like moralize about it afterwards so that the audience still appreciates that this was the wrong thing to do.
Exactly. There's like no gray area here. There's no ambiguity.
Yeah, she's just suddenly the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, going back into sort of payoffs that we didn't get, like even the build up for like the Golden Company, I would have loved to have seen them actually fight and not just get like mowed down by a dragon.
Yeah, they were very unimpressive. They did nothing. They surrendered.
We can say this episode was shot beautifully.
There were much more comprehensive moments than the other one, the nighttime fight, the long
the night. The nighttime fight.
Whatever.
Yeah, I hope they changed the name of the episode from the long night to nighttime fight.
Better title, right?
So, nighttime fight, yeah.
We can both agree.
Sleepover SmackDown.
Yeah, that's actually much better. Yeah, that's what they should do. I would definitely watch Sleepover SmackDown. Oh, the Hound, right? The Hound and his brother. That one seemed like it was meaningful, kind of. But you know, I didn't have a ton of context. But like, he couldn't be killed because he's like some sort of Frankenstein.
I mean, overall, this fight again, their desire for fan service, or not their desire, their hunger, giving us fan service we never asked for. That's what's all so crazy, like the Jamie Brian relationship. We wanted him to knight her. We did not want them to hook up. I don't know where they got this idea from. And you, the tone of it, all the writing felt like they were just edging on winking directly into the camera in some of these moments. Like, especially when the Hound approaches his brother and Cersei is on the stairwell with them and then realizes that neither of them care about her. She can just walk by.
Yeah, I guess because he knows that she's doomed. Basically, because he establishes with Arya, he says, oh, well, like, if you don't turn around right now and leave, you're gonna die.
That level of humor is sort of like not been Game of Thrones style,
really.
And it was a sort of wink that I just felt was odd. Also the sort of like Final Fantasy-esque like background swirling behind them was sort of ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it looked it looked expensive, but yeah, the shot was kind of busy, that setup.
I feel like they just have too much money. They had too much money. Like, they say they spent, like, it almost makes you lazy. Sometimes having a big budget isn't, like, doesn't make you make the best things. It just makes you cut corners.
Right. If I still was watching Star Wars movies actively, I'd be worried about what they're going to do with the Star Wars movies, but I'm not, so I don't really care. I mean, I don't know. I will say, like these, again, I'm a noob, relatively speaking, but like these haven't been uninteresting. They've made weird choices, it sounds like, in the context of the greater context of the show, but in the context of each episode, sort of self-contained as an episode, they've been a little flawed. There's been, yeah, some logic, character logic jumps, but like it's kept my interest. It's been relatively engaging. I enjoyed being surprised by by a lot of the stuff in this episode and in the third episode, and I guess the fourth episode a bit. The fourth episode was a bit more of a setup episode, but it was still pretty interesting. It felt like no one was really reining them in. Also, it felt like I'm sort of surprised that George R. R. Martin hasn't finished this fourth book, and like now it's going to be sort of a parallel universe fourth book, right? Like, what's the deal with that?
As far as everything that I've read, he has signed off on basically the ending of the series and said, like, yes, that is how it happens in a nutshell. And that the books are going to just not say anything really different, just sort of expound upon things that have been established already by this show's ending.
Well, they can definitely motivate, like, the internal psychology of Daenerys' transformation with some, you know, some epic chapters, maybe, or something like that. I could sort of see that. It's still, I mean, based on what everyone says about this character, it still feels like you guys have kind of been wrong, because it's just, like, very, very late for her to become this bad guy.
Yeah, but, that's exactly what it feels like. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch the last episode, just because I wanted, you know, I certainly want to finish. But it is sort of, you know, knowing this could go either direction.
Yeah, I don't really care what happens exactly. I don't know. I kind of, basically having, sort of approaching it as one season with this Daenerys thing, I kind of want to see her get her comeuppance for, like, killing all these innocent people. So, we're expecting Arya to do it, so it means it can't be Arya, right? So maybe it's Jon Snow. But, like, she's not, there's no way, like, Daenerys survives and, like, wins. But, like, it can't be super happy at the same time.
That's what's so weird about it. It's like, I definitely know that she has to die now. She cannot continue after what she's done. But it also just feels like I really wish we hadn't gotten to this point.
No. Just keep Cersei alive, or, I don't know, just make it a Cersei thing. That's what they could have done. But I guess, like, they've been setting up this combo between her and Sansa and Jon Snow and stuff.
Sansa's the person who really started this whole mess.
Yeah.
With her just constantly insisting that Dany, you know, she really played a hand in alienating Dany. And then she also is the person who told John's secret.
I mean, John was told not to tell Sansa, Arya, and Bronn.
He never said he wouldn't.
That's true. I mean, you knew he was going to, and he knew that they were going to tell other people, because that's how it works with secrets.
Sansa straight up swore.
Yeah, but, you know, she's very crafty. It's her prerogative to divulge it to her ex-husband, her favorite ex-husband.
It's really not, though. Not that kind of secret.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm interested, and I'm definitely going to watch. So Jon Snow is, like, is he supposed to be, like, sort of, like, functionally retarded, or what's the deal with him?
wait, so from your brief time watching this season Game of Thrones, do you think Jon's an idiot?
He's kind of slow, right? It's like, you ever watch Arrested Development?
No, it is a no. I mean, I understand what you're asking, and yeah, that's exactly how his behavior feels. Normally, is he a little stupid? No, he's more he can be naive, but it kind of felt like since he got his rebirth from the Night's Watch, or resurrection rather, that sort of those days were sort of left behind him. No, because he actually was naive in the Battle of the Bastards, and that was after.
Oh. Okay. He's definitely dumb.
He is, but, I mean, just letting this whole Dany-him drama thing go on really has not made him look good.
No. Like, and he doesn't really seem to know what he wants with it. But he also, he knows it's wrong to the point where he won't sleep with her. So he kind of does know what he wants, but he's just, like, stupidly, blindly loyal to her after everyone else has sort of said, this is bad news. You have to take over. Like, listen to us.
Like I don't understand, I don't, like, why if he... And what I really hate is that we're having this conversation as if it wasn't for Jon Snow, if Jon Snow just gave Dany the D, we wouldn't have any of these problems. Like, what does that tell viewers? Like, you think that's the one character motivation? My boyfriend broke up with me, so now I have to, like, lay waste to cities?
My nephew boyfriend broke up with me.
Yeah, nephew boyfriend. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they made him, it's just frustrating. Like, why wouldn't he just at least talk to her, you know? Like, and just explain, like, hey, I'm not ruling this out completely. I just need some time. Or can we get married for, like, just the sake of, like, looks? Just to wrap this up and it'll just fix this whole problem, you know?
What, so would it be a loveless marriage? Would you be sleeping with her in this marriage,
plenty
or what?
Plenty of people in that time did, for far less at stake, so.
Yeah, but she wouldn't take that well. I feel like, especially if they got married, they would have to sleep together. We could have said that,
but now, given where we are, who knows?
Well, now he's got to... The Starks have to band together to defeat her, basically. But, like... was like, oh, it's another dumb thing. He does a lot of dumb stuff in this whole... Every episode that I've watched, he's been dumb. But, like, this season, like... So he's very ineffectual in all of his fights. I'd be like... the Long Night episode, the Night King appears in front of him, right? And then he... is it Daenerys or him? I don't remember, but he appears... I think it's him. He lands from the dragon. Night King, like, resurrects every dead soldier, and then nobody touches him, and he sort of, like, dumbly jogs after the Night King, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, I don't know, and he's supposed to be the one that kills the Night King, right? But he can't get to the Night King. And then in this episode, everyone lays down their arms, and then... once Daenerys starts torching the town, they start fighting again. And he says, no, wait, stop, don't fight each other. But then he also, like, in between saying that, stabs the other army and then goes back to being like, stop, everybody, stop. And then he just keeps killing them. Jon Snow is just dumb. But he's just, like, he's low-key dumb in the same way Michael Booth is low-key dumb, I guess.
Essentially, yes. I mean, low-key dumb is telling your family about this without an actual plan. Low-key dumb is not planning an actual strategy for the Long Night fight battle or the sleepover SmackDown. I mean, I just honestly want this to end.
But he's done some growing, and now he's, you know, he's a good guy. But, yeah, I don't know. I like Arya. And Sansa is kind of a nothing character. She's barely been given anything to do. And then, you know, that's kind of it. Those are the only characters that, like, I want to survive. It's just Arya and Peter Dinklage.
Oh.
Right? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't want Arya to even survive. She's just, like, too untouchable at this point. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, she was very lucky in this this torching of the town to make it. It wasn't quite as bad as, like, when Sam survived multiple clear murders in the Long Night episode. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy should have died several times, but he's a fan favorite, and so he survived.
Okay, well, any predictions for next week?
I feel like Daenerys is going to, speaking of Peter Dinklage, is going to take it out on Peter Dinklage that he unleashed Jaime Lannister. I don't know how it's going to get out, though, because Jaime Lannister's dead and the town's in ruins and he's, like, buried under rocks. Well, the guards can say, but the guards also were watching him travel in the battle, right? So I don't know. Maybe the guards died.
I wouldn't be surprised if they even just glossed over it.
Is going to get because he let Jaime Lannister go, his brother, at the end of the last episode. And if anybody that was guarding him before Peter Dinklage dismissed them survived that battle, they're going to indicate who was responsible for doing that to Daenerys.
Okay. Who do you think is going to kill Daenerys? Or do you think she'll even die?
I feel like she has to, but it has to be someone we don't expect. So let's go with, like, I'm going to go Sansa, because that would be weird. She like, there's a whole thing about how she's not a fighter earlier on in the Long Night episode. And, like, but, you know, she just, like, have a little knife, you know, just stab her in the back or something or whatever.
Okay. What about interesting. You? I think it's going to be Jon.
Okay. That'd be good, too.
And he's definitely not going to want to, or maybe she, like, starts to charge at someone or... is about to say, like, Jacaris, and he has to stab her through the heart or something.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe she's going to kill one of his sisters, or Bronn, I guess.
Also, maybe Bronn takes control of Drogon and just tries to burn her, and then she can't burn. I don't know.
Wait. Could this... Okay, so what would have to happen... in this next episode for you to, like, come back around? How is there any way that it could sort of, like, redeem itself from this nosedive this season for you? Again, I thought the whole season's fine.
If Dany realizes what she's done, kills herself, Jon becomes king. And that's sort of, and then they make a democracy. That would have to be all the things that happened.
So she can't be killed. She has to sort of, like, decide realize she messed up. Okay. Interesting. But she's done so much to get to the throne at this point. You don't think that would be a betrayal of her character, too?
No, I mean, I think the guilt would be honestly returned to who she really is.
Cool. I like that. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's see it not come to fruition, though, bro.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Like, they've done a lot of surprising things, right? So, who knows?
Well, thank you so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, Hermione.
This has been a crazy ride. It's sort of embarrassing that a TV show has this much of an effect on me, but also, fuck the haters.